I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Even without Cousins, Chris Paul is the key.
Okay.
Let's find out what our next guest thinks of that.
I think she's got some pretty good insight.
She should have some insight, because I just picked the Houston Rockets to win the NBA title, and everybody's going to take their shots at me. But perhaps Michelle Margot with AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, who covers the Rockets, joins us right now.
Hi, Michelle.
Might agree with me a little bit. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. I have the biggest smile on my face that you picked them to win the title. Like, I personally feel complimented. I don't know why. I do nothing on the floor, but thank you on behalf of the Rockets for believing in them.
Well, they've looked awfully good in the first two games, and I know that's probably a bit of an overreaction, but I mean, you've watched it all season long, and you've watched every team try to find a way to slow down James Harden. They can't do that, and now it looks like he's got enough weapons around him that they can't stop them either.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. I think that there was so much talk at the beginning of the season last time we talked and how poorly they started out, but because of all of that adversity and because of all the trades that they had to make and the injuries and acquiring guys, they are stronger than they were to begin with. And I think that, you know, you can think of this in terms of life as well, but sometimes when you reset, it actually brings you higher or more fortune than if you had just stayed the original, you know, course. But you're exactly right with Harden. I mean, I'm looking at his stats from last night. It's like, okay, he had a triple-double, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. 32 points is literally nothing. That's below his season average.
Right.
So the guys around him are doing really, really well. And James had said something the other day about how, you know, him and Chris dominate the basketball so much, but the other guys have to be ready. No matter what, they might touch the ball one time a game. They might touch it four possessions in a row. They have to be prepared no matter what when the opportunity comes. So it's not just James that carries this team. And I think Doris Burke said that Chris is going to have to be 1A, you know, behind Chris or behind James. So the whoever said that, you know, Chris is going to have to play a role in that is, I think, right too. But
yeah,
it's all of the guys at once right now.
Michelle Margot joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Michelle, last time we had you on, which was like really early in the season, the Rockets were struggling. And they were struggling out the gate. Looking back on it, was there any panic or was there total confidence that they would be able to pull themselves out?
Well, you never know because, Tony, you know athletes will always say they're confident.
Right.
And I think that all the smack talkers and haters on James saying, you know, he's selfish or whatever they want to say, he did whatever he could do to make sure that they were winning. They had to rack up those wins to be in the position that they're in.
Yeah.
And I don't think it really matters how you get there as long as you do. I mean, the season starts over the first round for these guys. So, you know, whatever James had to do, whatever confidence or lack of confidence there was, it doesn't really matter because they're here.
Michelle, I would like to know, since you cover the team and you're kind of around these guys and you know, the benches and off the courts, what kind of guy's James Harden like? I mean, is he like your typical superstar or is he like the furthest thing from your typical superstar? I've only heard him interviewed a couple of times and I've never really been able to get a feel for what James Harden's really about. He certainly doesn't seem like an arrogant superstar, that's for sure. Give me just your take on James Harden, the guy, the athlete.
Well, I'm around athletes a lot, but not the kind of star power that James has. James is, everything that he has to his name has been because of his skill on the court. He's he's not going out there and trying to get as much attention as he can, doing whatever he can in the media or anything like that. Everything that he does is centered around basketball. He's so passionate about basketball. And I think that people could have seen that early on, but the chip on his shoulder, like he doesn't want the media attention, not because he is guarded or whatever it is. It's because he genuinely just wants to hoop. He loves to compete. And that is something that I feel like this generation hasn't seen since Kobe, to be honest. And Tony, I don't even want to hear it because Tony is just a
fan. Yeah, you had to bring him up.
No, sorry. But it is true. I mean, you can talk as much as you want about the other guys and, you know, the finesse and the ability and versatility of the other players and dominance of the other players and how they've brought championships to cities. But James has been consistently good. You know, Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Rockets, said to me the other day, you know, the first year we got James Harden, we're like, okay, cool, we found our all-star. The second year we had James Harden, we're like, wow, he's one of the best all-stars. And then all of a sudden he was in the MVP race, and then he won the MVP. And then there's this year, like, we saw the best that we had of James, and then he has the year that he has this year. It's just honestly unbelievable, and it's so much fun to see his work ethic. Last night, you know, after the game, everyone's waiting for him at the podium, all the media's waiting for him at the podium, and, like, he's one of the last guys dressed because he's still sweating. He's doing whatever he needs to do post-game right. to be ready. And it's really, truly incredible.
Michelle, I want to ask you a little bit before we let you go about the supporting cast, not named Chris Paul. How have those guys been able to stay in rhythm as you said, they may see the ball one time a game. They may get it four or five straight possessions. How do those guys stay ready, and how do they feel about playing with James? Is it one of those things where they're just along for the ride and they're just going to enjoy it, or do those guys really have to work hard to try to keep that rhythm?
Well, I think everyone kind of knows their role, and that could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing, I think, in any sport, on any team. But these guys specifically, there's the perfect amount of veterans and the perfect amount of guys who are trying to prove themselves, and each one has been hand-selected by the Rockets front office so perfectly to fit into the Rockets system and to fit in with the guards and backcourt that they have. And Harden and Paul, I know you don't want to hear about them, but they're so smart and they're so good at handling the ball that they set up these other guys for success, and those guys just have to do what they have to do, and it works. And last night I interviewed PJ Tucker after the game because he had a really good game, but he's not, I mean, there's just guys, he's known for his defense. He's known for grinding it out and taking all the hits, but teams need guys like that. And it's kind of unfair the way the NBA is nowadays, where you're looking at stat lines and the guys with the best offensive stats are the ones that get the most attention, when it literally takes, you know, all five guys in that first unit and then all five guys in the second unit or whoever it is coming in after that to make a good team.
You miss the Padres?
Oh, I miss you guys. Yes, now, of course.
That was really nice, because, I mean, I think that's got to be saved.
Yeah, make sure you guys
We
save
need that.
That
on days that – we need to hear that on days that we're, you know, scuffling a little bit. Thanks, Michelle.
No.
Have fun with the rest of the
course.
Playoffs. Appreciate you joining us.
We miss you, Michelle.
I miss you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, take care.
Michelle Margot on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll. It's daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.